Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation. Today we want to kick it off by wishing all our Jewish peeps out there a happy last night of Hanukkah.
Mazel tov!
Mazel tov. So later on, Matt Damon continues to share his thoughts on sexual assault, and he probably should chill on that. But with that being said, later on, Chrissy Teigen shows us her boobs.
Calm down. Yes, relax.
Well, first, have y'all ever dreamed of hitting the lottery?
Of course. All the time.
4 years ago, Patricia Lofton was watching a TV interview with Oprah's mother when she realized that Oprah's mother was actually her mother.
Yes, I remember that, honey.
So fast forward to 2011, Patricia was able to finally get a hold of Oprah and let her know that they were sisters. So Oprah bought Patricia a house, sent her to college, and even gave her a monthly allowance so she could quit a job and focus on school.
That is wonderful.
That is awesome. Yes.
Fast forward to today, Oprah posted this pic with the caption, "My sister Pat, who discovered she was part of our family 6 years ago, had one big dream when I met her, to go to college and finish strong. Today, that dream came true. Congratulations, little sis."
Oh, congratulations. I'm pretty sure I'm related to Oprah, too. We're the same complexion, and I like bread. She likes bread. Call me sis.
See, I'm gonna go for the low-hanging fruit. Gail, yeah. You're my real mother and you know it.
Not my mother.
Don't be
calling Gail low-hanging fruit.
Oh.
All right, up next, Nick Cannon sat down with Vlad TV and shared his thoughts on pimping, literally. Oh. He was asked about the rumors that Hugh Hefner made his real money off of pimping the girls out, and Nick called out Victoria's Secret as well for doing the same damn thing.
What?
Let's go with what's going on today with all of these models,
Instagram
whether
models.
They're Instagram, social media, but high fashion models. If you got to look at the high fashion, again, these women are selling sex.
Mm-hmm.
There's no other way to explain. That's why I give the same respect to a Victoria's Secret model that I would give to a woman that's hustling in a strip club, because they're doing the exact same thing. Mm. It's just that white America appreciates the Victoria's Secret's catalog in her underwear. Why does that make her better than Lakeisha down in Magic City?
Right, they're both in their underwear.
Doing the same.
I don't know about
I'm
this
sorry.
One.
Naomi Campbell cannot be compared to Natima down in Magic City.
Yeah.
Okay? Well. I'm sorry, that's not a great comparison.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, what he's saying is strippers and models are both selling sex. I mean, no matter how you slice it.
So if that's the case, anybody wearing a swimsuit is selling sex.
Well, true. Yeah.
Yes.
So we're going to say the same thing for actresses who when they're in movies and they act and they right. selling sex. So y'all going to say Halle Berry compares to a damn stripper?
I didn't see the movie Strictly Business because Halle Berry was a phenomenal actress. I saw it because she was sexy.
She was selling sex, yes.
Selling sex.
So, but you wouldn't compare her to a stripper.
But see, y'all keep breaking it down to the lowest common denominator.
Well,
like saying we're comparing everybody to strippers. Strippers sell sex. Victoria's Secret models sell sex. Actresses who are attractive sell sex. Sex. Lil' Kim on her first album, selling sex.
The only common denominator is that they're selling sex.
It doesn't compare.
That doesn't mean you can compare them.
Does somebody who work at churches, Wendy's, and McDonald's, or do they all sell food? They're selling different food, but at the end of the day,
they're selling food. They're still selling food. It's just different food.
And one of them actually give you a little prize when you get the Happy Meal. That would be like the strip club.
Moving on, child. Now, it looks like Christmas is going to happen this year, all thanks to 5-year-old Tylan Pittman from Mississippi. Now, he was watching The Grinch Who Stole Christmas and decided to call 911 to give them the heads up that Christmas was in danger.
I'm just trying to tell you something. Watch for The Grinch, because The Grinch is going to steal Christmas, okay?
Okay, do you have any adults there with you?
Ma'am, I'm sorry. This is my son playing on the phone.
No, it's fine. It's fine. He called in saying that the Grinch was trying to steal his Christmas.
Well, the police, they took Tyler, they took his alert very seriously. They came to his home, they heard him out, then they took him to see the Grinch in a holding cell. Yeah, his 911 call saved Christmas. Everybody, you can thank him when you see him in the streets.
Thank you for saving Christmas.
That's the most adorable thing ever.
That ended way differently than I thought it was.
Aww. What you thought was going to happen?
I thought it was going to take a tragic turn. Like, once I saw the kid was black, I was like, oh, man, they're going to... somebody getting arrested or shot.
Oh, Lord, no.
They arrested the Grinch and the child for making the phone call.
Right.
Bail is set at $3 million.
Okay. Well, moving on, mark your calendars, because this Easter, NBC is doing a live musical remake of Jesus Christ Superstar, and they just announced the casting. Any guesses to who they picked for Jesus?
Beyonce.
Any guesses as to who they picked for Jesus?
Who?
Usher. John Legend.
John Legend?
Oh!
Yeah.
John Legend will be playing Jesus, and in a statement he said, it's such a powerful, meaningful musical, and I'm humbled to be a part of this performance. I just never imagined the Lord singing Ordinary People, like
we're
with that voice.
Ordinary people.
You would have to change the words to you're just ordinary people.
Yeah. Speaking of Jesus Christ Superstar, Chrissy Teigen's boobs can use a resurrection.
How's that?
As Chrissy gears up for baby number two, she's showing the results of breastfeeding with baby number one. She posted this photo of her chest on Snapchat and wrote, "View from above, I really should have nursed out of both boobs when I nursed." Yeah.
Trial and error kind of thing. You kind of got to figure out as you go.
Yeah, it happens. And then, you know, most women anyway, one boob is bigger than the other one. So if you're really going to do it like that, you definitely got to share the wealth. You know what I'm saying?
Does she get a scale or something and sit them on the scale?
Weigh them daily?
Oh, right.
See, what's what?
But this is what people like about Chrissy. She's so honest.
She is.
Like, most people will not. They'll put something in their bra and make them look even and not tell you that this could happen to you. She's willing to, like, tell you her stuff.
I thought she was fishing for compliments at first, but she's like, you know, oh, man, I should have nerfed with both boobs. They both look fine.
I'm sure that any man, one good boob is better than none.
That's right. So, Portia, like, you know, when you finally have a baby, are you willing to put Coco and Chanel at risk?
Yeah. I mean, because at the end of the day, I'll go get them fixed again if I need to. I'll go put the air back in the tire. Oh. Ain't no thing to me.
All right, y'all. Lil' Kim is clapping back at her body shaming.
Oh.
Yes. Lil' Kim posted this photo of her and Remy Ma wearing a skin-tight latex bodysuit for a holiday concert. Well, Lil' Kim wrote the caption, "All our clothes custom straight from France," to which one fan responded, "Well, you need to tell them to customize that stomach part a little bit more because you can see a rose, not cute, sis."
Oh, hell nah.
No.
That just ain't right now. That person took some much. Time with that read.
Gary.
That ain't right.
Why you laughing like that?
I think Gary wrote that.
Anyway, so Little Kim wrote back. She put working on it, sis. It's natural. Most women have it or have had it, especially us women that have kids. I'm human. I could have photoshopped it, but I didn't because I've been working out every day really hard and eating better so I can be the best me that I can possibly be. I'm pretty sure you thought this was going to hurt my feelings and tear me down, but it didn't. It just gave me more motivation because I'm pretty sure you're miserable, not in the best shape yourself, and judging by your pic, I give you a strong 2. And I'm sorry, who are you again?
Ooh!
Creed! Yes, that's how you get them, Kimmy girl.
That's right, a strong 2, honey.
Well, girl, maybe so, honey, but this girl say, bitch, customize your stomach.
That's a damn shame. And see, Gary, you wouldn't be so pumped up if you read some of your comments. You don't need, you just post stuff out of the world.
You don't read it.
So you can't even hurt Gary's feelings if he don't read it, no way.
Because I don't even have time.
He don't
have time. I don't even know how to go back and read
it. At all.
The day he shows up to work with dry tears on his face, you're going to know you learned how to read the comments that day.
Porsche, are you still single? Oh, dear, honey. Well, maybe you should give Eminem a shot. Now, we'll tell you how he used Tinder and strip clubs, honey, to find women after the break.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all.
Hey.
Continues to share his unwanted opinions about women in Hollywood sexual assault and harassment scandal. In his latest interview while promoting his new movie, Downsizing, Matt revealed that he believes there's not enough reporting when it comes to men who did not assault women. He said, we're in this watershed moment and it's great. But I think one thing that's not being talked about is there are a whole load of guys, the preponderance of men I've worked with, who do not do this kind of thing and whose lives aren't going to be affected.
Bro. Bro. Like, it's like saying congratulations on being a good dad. It's what you're supposed to do.
Exactly.
Like, you don't get an award for not raping. Like, you're not supposed to.
That's ridiculous. And then that's like saying, like, people who hasn't murdered someone. So everybody who hasn't murdered someone, they get a round of applause.
Right, you get a car. You get a car.
You get a car. You made it through the day without murdering somebody. Like, what is he talking about?
This is going to be bad for his promo for his movie.
It's going to downsize the audience that's going to go see the movie downsizing.
And my thing is, I like Matt Damon. I've always liked him. Yeah. But this is really making me not want to see his little movie.
I know, little movie.
Little movie. That's just, you know, like, man.
He just caught up in his feelings. He just was feeling a certain kind of way. You know how people just feel a certain kind of way and they just want to talk
about it. Do you agree with him?
Well, it's not so much the idea I agree with, but I mean, you know, but if you're going to talk about the bad, let's talk about the good.
He needs to just talk about his movie.
I don't need to hear anything else about his opinion on how women should feel or what categorizes it as sexual harassment or not. We can handle this. We got this. Thank you.
I'll wait till on demand.
Thank you.
When the price is downsized.
All right, well, like me, Eminem is also single out in these streets, honey.
Oh, he is. Oh,
but guess what he's using to find his date?
Beyonce.
What? No, Beyonce. Tinder.
Tinder?
What? Yes. Well, Eminem recently did an interview with Vulture magazine, and when he was asked about dating, he said, it's tough. Since my divorce, I've had a few dates, and nothing's panned out in a way that I wanted to make public. Dating's just not where I'm at lately. And when the interviewer asked him when he's dating, if he meets women on Tinder, he said, yeah, Tinder, I also go to strip clubs.
Oh? I would love to go on some of those sites, but I just don't like it. You have to put a picture. I'm not putting my picture.
Why not, Gary?
Because then people start seeing your picture. Girl, you suck here. I'm done. So I don't like that.
Well,
it's such
you
a
know.
Free world now, though. Like, I don't think it would be a big deal unless you can't take the heat of people talking about you. They talk about you anyway.
Because here's the thing. If they see you on Tinder, they're there, too.
Right.
Yeah. Well, hello? That doesn't mean you're desperate or anything.
That's what I be wondering.
You know, no. But I don't know why you do that either.
What?
It's all kind of folk out here that want you.
Where in the hell they at?
You take your Tinder ass out the house.
They on Grindr for Gary, ain't they?
We don't want Gary to have to get on any of those sites. He already grinds. He's already a grinder.
Hey, everybody, it's time for...
What the Fashion?
And baby, Miss Demi Lovato, honey, she recently performed at the Jingle Ball in Florida. And baby, we need to start calling her Denim Lovato.
What'd she do?
Look at this, honey.
Oh! Girl.
Oh,
no.
She got
thick
on
us.
Oh,
don't
be.
Yeah, when did that happen?
Now, Demi showed off, honey, her incredible figure as she wore a tight bodysuit with a fabulous pair of skimpy denim chaps and a scented the look with a denim jacket.
Now, you know what? I've been defending her style lately because I guess she's transitioning to becoming a little bit thicker. Uh-huh. But I don't know what she's doing right here. And like Bray said, where did these white shoes come from?
Exactly. Who is her friends?
Who is her stylist?
They were like, girl, don't worry about your stomach. We're just going to put this piece of jean right here, girl.
We're going to take the part from the legs and bring it up over your midriff.
And this is that dad jean material blue jean. This ain't even like
this
cute kind.
This a Wrangler.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right, so our Dish Nation gear may not have denim chaps yet, but we do got awesome hoodies, tees, totes, and a Gary with the tea sip mug. Just go over to dishnation.com/dishgear and get dish geared up today. Also coming up, imagine being so upset that your daughter is seriously dating her ex again that it sent you to the hospital. Well, that happened to Selena Gomez's mom, and we're going to tell you all about that next.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, people.
Welcome.
Well, Justin Bieber sent Selena's mom to the hospital. Girl, let me tell you, honey. Police were sent to an L.A. hotel to do a welfare check on Selena's mom, Mandy. Sources say Mandy freaked out after Selena told her that she and Justin were in couples therapy, and Mandy realized that the relationship was more serious than she thought.
Oh, somebody's mom's being a little too bit dramatic.
Baby, she pulled a Gary.
Oh, that is so good.
Yeah.
Do a white woman.
Yeah.
Thank you,
honey.
Oh, that's your face. Together. Oh, that's
Child, Mandy is showing out.
Oh, she being extra. Y'all, Mandy was voluntarily transported to a nearby hospital to get checked out, but not under a 5150 hole. She was released the same day.
Oh, yeah.
She was released in an hour. Right. You have to run your vitals, honey, and get some insurance money.
Okay.
That's it.
So apparently, y'all, Justin is a huge trigger for Selena's family. Mm. And some say they will never forgive him or accept him for what they think he did to Selena years ago.
First of all, I want to say, what did he do? Because when they dated, y'all know, they were just babies. Who didn't cheat when you 17, 18 years old? I think it may have something to do with some drugs. I don't know who started it, who brought it in a relationship, or something else. It's got to be more than just cheating.
He may have taken her virginity. The mama might not want
it's
that.
It's probably a lot of different things. And then he left after that or something. Yes. But whatever happened, they fell out. Her heart was broke, so they don't fool with him.
That he deserves a second chance at this point.
Well, in her opinion, but not in her parents' eyes. Not in Mandy, hon. Mandy at the hospital, honey.
Mandy passes out at the fight.
Mandy is okay. Mandy is allergic.
Y'all hear what I hear?
What?
A song, high above the tree.
Oh, my God, please.
With a voice big as
it's the sound of a great deal, not that. Listen up. Wait, with these gigs, equalizer, Bluetooth sport earbuds, it is on and popping in your world.
Really?
These lightweight and sturdy earbuds give you 5 hours listening time, 160 hours of standby time, and they have a built-in microphone for hands-free calling.
They're so comfortable in my ear.
See, and they even got different size ear tips so you can get the most comfortable fit. How those feel to y'all?
They feel awesome.
Perfect. Just like they were made for me.
These are dope. How much do they cost?
A lot of people might pay a lot of money for these, like maybe as much as $80. But for you guys and the Dish Nation fans, listen, they're only $15.
Ah! Now, that's the lowest deal we have ever had right there.
Just head over to MorningSave.com and get yours today.
After the break, Brad is going to tell us all about how Jermaine and Janet are back together again. Next. Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
You're welcome.
Well, honey, Miss Janet Jackson just celebrated the end, honey, of the U.S. leg of her State of the World tour at a private party at SCK here in beautiful Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Yes, and guess with who? Jermaine Dupri!
Oh.
Yes, baby. But Brad, how was the party though, honey? Tell us about it. Were you there? Cause I didn't see any pictures of you in the media. Now the tears, y'all, that they arrived together right after the show and that they spent the evening together seated in the VIP area.
Oh, well, why would they not?
What?
Like they are VIP,
but they are also exes. Exes who are very much in love with each other, and she is very much single. And as far as I know, I think Jermaine may be single, huh? Yeah, Jermaine is single. You thought I got my answer? Yeah, yeah.
We'll take a silence as a yes.
Yeah, I always do. Because if it ain't right, she'll say no.
That's right.
Yeah, there you go.
But why would Janet Jackson just got off a tour making a lot of money go back with a man that she used to date that doesn't have as much?
Who cares?
Oh, oh.
Get him, Brad.
Oh, me too.
Get him.
Me too.
Get him. Get him. Get him.
Okay. She wants you to put respect on Jermaine's
name. Get him.
Okay,
get him.
Oh, Lord.
She killed the animal on your hat. The show is over, but make sure you go to MorningSave.com for today's great deal. Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.